Hello there. Are you ready to hear tales of the paranormal? Weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy? If the answer is yes, then welcome to your worst nightmare. But be warned, there's no turning back. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hey, creepies, welcome to episode 283. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. Good evening, fellas.
Good evening.
Transylvania, no? Yeah. I'm glad to be here.
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Yeah,
right. Remember Marshawn Lynch used to say that? I'm just here so I don't get fined. At the Super Bowl.
I like my skittles.
Yeah. He loved his skills, didn't he?
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm just glad to be away from the job I'm working on.
Sound like it.
And your dog for a little bit.
Poor Winston.
Aw.
Yeah.
That was loud. I was like, man, what's going on down there?
I heard it, I was like, somebody slammed the door, and then I was like, oh, yeah, I have a dog. That's the trash can. I knew it.
I would have never guessed that.
You need to.
He got in there and yanked that thing over.
You need to do a Turner and Hooch moment with him. You know, mm-hmm. This is not your room.
I haven't seen in a long time.
This is your room. Yeah. I watched The Burbs. We took a little bit. We were doing a palate cleanse, William and I. And I said, let's watch The Burbs. So we watched The Burbs.
It's a good movie.
I think it's a great movie. And not all the family wanted to watch it, but William he's my mini-me. And he watched it with me. And I forgot how many great lines are that, you know, like. Southeast Asia, we call that bad voodoo.
You've got great characters.
At the end, right? Just the young guy with the beard and the pale face or whatever, you know, and he's trying to run away and he looks like Pinocchio. And he's like, where are you going, Pinocchio?
Malachi.
He like slide tackles him, you know, and he's like, gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was in that and Colors, and he's a good actor.
Mm-hmm. That's so funny.
Forgot he was in that. Yeah, we watched it as a family and liked it. So
Art,
it's been a while.
The big fat guy Art, you know, they have the fat one they call him, and he's sitting there. He comes to breakfast. And he's eating literally eating everything. He gets spare ribs out. But there's a part where I forgot the Carrie Fisher. She plays a great part too. But she's sitting there with the dog bowl and sitting there talking. He reaches over and starts eating out of the dog bowl. And yeah. He kind of like gets his bitter face, you know. I don't think I remembered that he ate out of the dog bowl. Mm-hmm.
I just like Bruce Dern's character.
Yes.
The neighbor, the crazy neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think he's got the blonde wife. Like,
yes. And no tan lines today. Yeah, yeah. That's Corey Feldman.
Oh, yeah. Gosh.
Looking good today. This is whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, that kid's an idiot.
He's funny. That is a good movie, though. Did William like it?
Oh, he loved it. Yeah. No. Yeah. He said it's funny. Yeah. It's
a good movie.
He's like, it's not scary, Dad. I'm like, it's not meant to be scary.
No,
it's funny.
Comedy horror.
They said that.
It's not even a horror.
Yeah. I don't even
know. It's more of a suspense, I guess.
It's just funny. And there's a lot of comic relief there. But it all takes place in that cul-de-sac. Mm-hmm. And it's funny. They said that was the same lot that they filmed the Munsters on. You can see the Munsters house in one of the shots, apparently, like the shell of it.
Mm.
And I didn't know that either.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Interesting. Little tidbit.
Yeah, go out there and watch The Burbs. That's excellent.
Now I want to watch it because I want to see if the Munsters house.
Exactly, yeah.
Have you had them watch Nothing But Trouble?
Mm-mm. No, not yet.
That's you like one. That?
Yeah, that's.
I got him to watch Gross Point Blank.
Did he like that? Because that's
he thought it was funny. He liked that part where
he would if he was in his 20s or 30s.
Dan Aykroyd, yeah, and there's a lot of nostalgia there. He liked the experience. He thought it was hilarious when Dan Aykroyd went popcorn and then got the TV on his head. So I've never seen that movie before. I've seen
you hadn't? Oh yeah, we watched it.
Seen bits and pieces of it, and I remember when it came out, but I'd never really seen all of it. So yeah. Because like, Dad, did you like this movie? I'm like, honestly, it was the first time I'd seen it, so I really liked it because it just, you know, it was very nostalgic for me. But
yeah, there were four Cusack members. John, Joan, the drunk woman, you know, she was a Cusack, and then the waiter, is a Cusack. So there's four from the same family.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's wild.
Minnie Driver. She was a heartbreaker back in the day.
No, well, still is.
Yeah.
Still is. All right. I hope the creepies are doing well whenever they listen to this episode. Mm-hmm. It's that time of the show.
Lay it on me.
Where's the excitement? It's kind of silent there for a minute there.
You want me to blow, like a little blow tickler?
Now.
I need to download cricket sounds.
Oh. Got a special one for you, Nate.
That's nice.
All right.
This comes from Mr. Brett from Evil Never Dies podcast.
Nice. Oh.
So go listen to their show, first of all. Go listen to him and Carl.
This one should be podcast. Really good.
Nice insult. Okay. All right.
Nice insult.
But anyway, yeah. Shout out to Brett and Carl, Evil Never Dies podcast. But yeah, this does come from Brett. He sent this to me the other night. So I told him I would use it the next time we record. All right, here it is. What kind of pants does a ghost hunter wear? Just a paranormal jeans.
Oh, gosh.
I like that. Just a paranormal jeans.
I think Nate. The heat's getting to him down there, right? The Texas
pretty
heat.
Pretty good.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a good
one. Not too shabby. It's good. Clothing jokes are always funny.
So shout out to Brett. Brett, thank you for the dad joke, and you're welcome as always. Man, we had one just the other day from your sister Heather. Now Brett,
yeah,
I'm getting all kinds of dad jokes here. Yeah,
you got a whole fat.
I'd never heard that
Carol.
Huh? Oh yeah, and I got my dad joke that I got from Father's Day 4 or 5 years ago, whatever. So I'm not going to run out anytime soon.
No.
So
keep them coming.
So buckle in, people.
Buckle in. Strap in. They're coming. All right, that is the dad joke of the show. Where are we at here? Oh, Sean, first announcements.
No, I got it. So we do this come together every week, the guy time, the paranormal, the fun, the creepy. But the most important thing we do is continue to build a mental health community. So we want you to call or text 988 or text home to 741-741 for any type of mental distress, suicide prevention, or any other type of crisis that you or someone you know may be experiencing. So go get you some help.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Take care of yourself.
So I have a friend through Facebook. The only bad thing about him is he's a Baltimore Orioles fan, but, you know, they're AL East rivals of the Red Sox. Mm-hmm. No, he's a good guy. He posted this evening. He said, he goes, I have a, what did he say? How do you say it? Like, I have 1,000 friends, you know, Facebook friends. He goes, obviously most of you I've not met. You know, he said, but if anyone feels that they're suicidal, please reach out to me. And I was like, you're a good guy, Neil. And I said, then about 20 minutes later, I thought, you know what? I better comment again. So I put the 988 and 741 mm-hmm. on there. So just to add to it. So, mm-hmm. but I thought that was really, cause it's scary and there's a lot of people hurting for different reasons. So,
yeah.
But I loved how he, messaged that or posted that. And mm-hmm. so, mm-hmm. yeah, I mean, a lot of people hurting. I said that the other day to somebody. And my mom and I were talking about that. I said, man, there's just a lot of people
hurting.
Just, financially and relationships and health. And, I mean, there's many ways people are suffering, mm-hmm.
Well, I think nowadays life comes at you really quick. Mm-hmm. It's things are a lot faster than what they used to be.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to really...
Life can get flipped upside down pretty quick.
Yeah.
Now I can flip back, but it's, you just never know. I mean, what you get hit with. Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, my mom and I were talking about that. We're just like, man, a lot of people just hurting, and it's
a lot of input, a lot of information out there.
Oh, yeah.
That's overwhelming.
No kidding.
With a lot of people.
Yeah.
Like I said, I mean, way back when is like you didn't know what was going on until you got the newspaper.
Yeah.
Now you flip open your phone and you see all the mayhem all around the world.
Yeah. I don't think we're designed for all that either.
Yeah. Just a lot.
Our brains are just saturated with things like that. Yeah.
Somebody sent me something today that was it was a video that talked about enjoying the time with your children, especially when they're young children. And they called it, this particular video called it the golden blink. They said, because your children are actually going to be adults longer than they're ever children in your lifetime. Yeah. And when you're young, you just feel like it lasts forever. But and it can be a pain, and you can get very little sleep, and you can wish it away. But I was like, yeah. And my kids are all past a lot of those points. But it is, it's funny because it's like, yeah, I saw a lady the other day, and she had, like, I forget, it was 3 or 4 kids, and they were driving her nuts, and she was going out the store as a Target, and I was behind her, and I'd seen her throughout the store, and I knew she was being driven to her limits, but she, when I came up behind her, and I said, hey, I just want you to know, I'm a father of 4, and I said, mine are all teenagers, I said, I know this seems like a very frustrating time right now, but enjoy this. Oh, I said, absolutely. People used to tell me this, and she goes, I said, it'll get better, I promise. But I said, just enjoy them in the, at this stage. And she goes, really? And I go, yes. Really? People would tell me the same thing. And now I said, looking at you, you know, I know what that feels like too. And I go, don't worry about it. Nobody's worrying about that. But I'm telling you that you will miss this someday. So anyway, and she kind of was like,
I miss it every day.
She goes, thank you. I appreciate it. I was like, no problem. But yeah, that golden blink really hit. But besides children, it's just like our lives are this golden blink, you know? It's like, oh my gosh, how did I become 47, you know? But yeah, so.
I know. Yeah, the lady that I worked with and I was friends with, we had her funeral yesterday, or, you know, we hosted it at the church. It was really good. I sat for most of the service. I saw most of the, you know, they had people that wanted to speak. They could, you know, open mic, whatever. Her brother started the service, and then he left it open to, you know, so like her 2 sons spoke, and her granddaughter and her niece all did a great job. But anyway, she was my age now when I started at the church. It's like, wow, 21 years went by really fast.
Blink of an eye, right?
So, yeah, but no, that's how it is. Yeah, it's just rough out there or whatever. I mean, even when things are good, like, it can be, you know, sometimes you just have those days, you know? Mm-hmm. So please get help, professional help, whatever. But it's nice that people like Neil are offering, hey, I might not ever meet you and I probably won't meet you, but if you need help, reach out. If you're, you know, cause, but it was very specific. He said, if anybody's feeling suicidal, reach out to me. And so then I felt prompted to put the, you know, professional numbers on there. I just said, hey, if anybody needs professional help, you know, then here's the numbers. So it's anything we can do, right?
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. So thank you, Sean, for that.
Mm-hmm. No problem.
We love our creepies. I really scrolled down way far. I meant to say.
Oopsie.
Yeah. With an S. I was like, man, I skipped your middle age moment or dark side. Shout out. Jeez, oh, Pete. I meant to say special announcements. Mm-hmm. As Nate says, we're getting closer to Halloween.
Yeah.
So I guess every day.
See more and more posts on, you know, social media.
Check local listings. Spirit Halloweens.
Oh, yeah.
And Greenwood Happy Haunts.
Oh, yeah. Greenwood Happy Haunts.
Greenwood Happy Haunts. But we know they're open.
Oh, yeah. They're always open.
Year round.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah. The I did like that post I made that I copied off of somebody posted on Instagram. So I just did the screenshot of Michael Myers, you know, when he stabs Bob against the wall.
Yeah.
So it's never too early to put up Halloween decoration. Yeah. Brett put poor Bob. And I said, yeah, he's just hanging around. All right. Yeah. Halloween is getting closer. That is for sure. That's it for special announcements. Sean?
Yes.
What are we talking about for this episode?
This is your pick, and it is Stirling Castle. And if interested, please check out the show notes for the source links we used for this topic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Stirling Castle. And did you notice how they spelled it?
Stirling.
Mm-hmm. Never seen Stirling spelled other than, like, you know, with an E.
Stir with a spoon.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
Definitely go look up pictures of this. This says, and that's how I feel about this place, magnificent.
Oh, that's a word I don't use every day. Magnificent.
This place is magnificent.
Pretty cool.
Again, it's another castle where you think of castle in your head, and this is what it
fits
looks
the,
like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Do you have a foundation?
I do. Stirling Castle is magnificent. It's funny you say that. No, I'm kidding. Stirling Castle is widely regarded as one of Scotland's most haunted locations, with its turbulent history of battles and royal intrigue fueling centuries of paranormal reports. Most prominent spirits include the Green Lady, believed to be we can go over all that. Queen of Scots, and the Pink Lady. I don't want to give away too much there. But yeah.
Yeah.
There's plenty of history and spookiness.
Yeah, in Scotland.
Scotland.
Says it's one of the most important castles in Scottish history. Mm-hmm. A strategic fortification from at least the early 12th century, Stirling Castle has suffered at least eight sieges, including several during the Wars of Scottish Independence, with the last attempt coming in 1746 when Bonnie Prince Charlie unsuccessfully tried to overthrow the castle. Many kings and queens were crowned at this castle, including Mary, Queen of Scots, in 1542. So we're going a ways back.
We are.
Yeah, 1542 is going, yeah, over 400 years ago. So
I should have read this one. This one's a lot better. Stirling Castle is located at a crossroads of crucial north, south, and east, west routes. Through Scotland, it has been attacked 16 times with three significant battlefields nearby. Its turbulent past and involvement in shaping Scotland's history is rivaled only by Edinburgh, Castle. Stirling Castle has witnessed battles, baptisms, coronations, and murders, served as a royal residence and military barracks. The castle's colorful and sometimes violent past has resulted in more than a few spectral spirits roaming its halls and ramparts.
Well, when it's that old and that many people that, you know, have been in and out of that place, you know, it's, yeah, bound to have some paranormal activity, I'd say.
I like this.
What you got?
I've never heard something like this described, like how they did. Perched high upon an imposing crag.
Crag?
Yep.
And I liked Rampart.
Stirling Castle stands like an ancient protector over the town below. Its rugged stone walls thick with the weight of centuries.
There was a really cool picture. Yeah,
that's, I like that.
Way down, like at the bay, you know, it overlooks the city, and there's a cemetery, and there was a picture taken from that cemetery, so you could see the cemetery, the heads of the stones, and then the castle way up. And I was like, that was a really neat, like, way to view it.
The picture I'm looking at is sort of the opposite. It's from one of the cannons.
Looking down.
And you can see the town below.
That's cool.
I like this picture.
Yeah.
I mean, it is cool. A castle. It's That's what you think a castle should look like. You're right. I like this, how they worded this one here. It says, Stirling Castle in Stirling, Scotland, is one of the largest and most important Scottish castles, as we already said. But it says, like Edinburgh Castle, Stirling Castle sits on Castle Hill, which is formed by volcanic rock.
That's cool.
Yeah. It's surrounded by steep cliffs on three sides, giving it a strong defensive position. The castle has been the center of many sieges and wars. And yeah, it says perhaps that's probably the reason it's so haunted. But I like that. I wouldn't have thought volcanic rock. So, interesting. If you have any more history to talk about before we get into the spooks and specters.
It's a castle.
That's right. It was mentioned.
Oh, I've got a few things.
There's documents about it. The earliest documentation of it is in 1110.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's wild.
That's going a ways back.
Mm-hmm.
1110.
Right.
A little before I was born. Yeah.
A few moons ago.
Says, this was when King Alexander I dedicated a chapel on top of the hill. From then on, the hill and the wooden fortress that was built on it became the primary royal center. During the reign of David I, 12th century, Stirling became a royal burg and an important administrative center. When his successor, King William I, was captured by the English in 1174, he was forced to surrender several castles. This included Stirling Castle as well as Edinburgh Castle. And then in 1189, the castle was returned to William I again. So,
This is why they had so many sieges. They're talking about how the castle is cherished for its comfort, security, and the breathtaking beauty of its surroundings. Scent of the blooming flowers in the summer air and stunning views of the distant hills, and the promise of safety within its sturdy walls made it a beloved haven. Yet this is no tranquil refuge. It was a fortress drenched in the tension of countless sieges, the most contested castle in Scotland.
Wow.
A jewel that every rival faction sought to possess.
Yeah, I don't doubt it.
Robert de Bruce, I just call him Robert the Bruce.
The Bruce.
His wrestling name, right? He laid siege on it. there's a long history about all that, but there is a statue of him within the walls there. So it's pretty cool. But yeah, apparently he took it over and then he wanted to give it back and all this kind of stuff. But you know, so
yeah,
he's definitely part of that history of it.
It just goes way, 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 way back. It says, see where I live. I was reading. I didn't want to repeat what we just said. Sorry for the many historic details, but they are so important for the story, I couldn't leave them out. Edward de Bruce, brother of the now King of Scotland, Robert de Bruce, I don't know, can't be funny, since 1306, laid siege in Stirling in 1313. By then, Stirling Castle was held by Sir Philip Mowbray. He was the Scottish noble, but an opponent of Robert de Bruce. When Edward de Bruce stood on his doorstep, he wanted to negotiate. He said that if Stirling Castle wasn't relieved by June 24th, 1314, he would surrender the castle. The Bruce agreed. I like that. The Bruce.
He's
known
name.
As the Bruce.
That's right.
Yeah, the Bruce. Yeah, that's funny. So,
Bruce didn't like what you just said.
Yeah, I feel like he's talking third person.
It's like Bob Dole.
Yeah. It says the following summer, the English headed north, now under Edward II, on 23rd and 24th of June. They met Robert the Bruce's forces at the Battle of Bannockburn, which is close to the castle. The English were defeated, and Edward II tried to find refuge in Stirling Castle. But Mowbray refused to let the king enter. He was determined to keep his word. The English were forced to flee, and the castle was back into Scottish hands.
Nice.
Man, that's a lot of stuff going back and forth. Mm-hmm. So anyway, yeah, gives you a little history.
There's a statue.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, looks very weird. He looks like a wrestler, doesn't he? He's got that stone
that
statue.
Grappler look.
He does look.
Anytime you call a wrestler a grappler.
Sure.
Looked like he had a chiseled chin.
Had a concrete.
Yeah, oh, yeah, there he is. Yeah. No, I wouldn't say he looks like a wrestler.
No, no. So, just his name.
Yeah. He looks like the Bruce.
It said that Mary, Queen of the Scots, was crowned in the Chapel Royale. That also sounds like a wrestling ring.
Like a battle royale.
Right, yeah. She went to France, where she married the French king, Francis II. And when he died of illness at the age of 16, Mary returned to Scotland. She moved into Stirling Castle, later married Lord Darling. Darnley, I think. Well, that wasn't a happy marriage, but we can, yeah, they don't cover all that. So, yeah, there's a lot.
We are from France.
A lot of stuff. There was a Jacobi or Jacobite army uprising.
Sounds like a burger.
It does, doesn't it? Is it like a bite?
You have. I think I'll have bite the Jacobite.
Jacobite.
Yeah, just have a little Jacobite.
Medium well. All right. Anything else before we get into this?
Lots of history, in other words.
Yeah. We could probably go on and on, but I want to get to the fun stuff. Since it's my topic, I'm going to start.
Go for it.
The ghosts of Stirling Castle. It says, with a history like this, it's not hard to believe that this castle is haunted. And it is. People have claimed to see ghosts here for centuries. So let's take a closer look at the most important ones. So the first one I'm going to say is phantom footsteps, Nate.
Ooh.
In the 1820s, a sentry guard had the scare of his life when he stumbled upon the body of the sentry. Not the sentry.
The sentry.
But the sentry.
S-E-N-T-R-Y.
He was to relieve on the battlements. The dead sentry was lying on his back, mouth open, and face completely twisted in fear. His cause of death was unclear, but it was certain that this man was scared to death. Mm-hmm. Today, the battlements are haunted by phantom footsteps. They have been heard at least three times since the death of the sentry, once in 1946 and twice a decade later. The footsteps were heard on three different occasions by three different soldiers of the Argyll and Sutherland Highlanders. So phantom footsteps actually killed somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Wow. I know.
I found one on the Highland Ghost. Known for his unshakable confidence, he stands boldly out in the open, seemingly blending in with the crowds of tourists.
Oh, I like that.
His presence is so convincing that many mistake him for a living tour guide. Until the chilling moment when they attempt to speak to him and he vanishes before their very eyes, leaving behind only stunned silence and disbelief. Hmm. The Highland Ghost is perhaps the most frequently encountered spirit at the Stirling Castle. In the 1930s, an architect visiting at dawn unknowingly captured his image. The Highlander, unseen at the time, later materialized within one of the photographs, an eerie reminder of the lingering spirits that inhabit this ancient place.
How can it not, right?
Yeah.
So when he disappears, like, do the tourists say, man, he ghosted us?
Right, exactly.
Where'd he go? He's just here.
That would be cool. Kind of thinks he's, you know, if you think he's a tour guide.
I was hoping for like dueling ghosts, you know, or the fencing ghosts like we had at the.
That still is funny.
That was awesome.
That still is funny.
I still love that one.
Apparently. All
right. All right, whose turn is it to die?
Yeah, exactly right. You died last time. I've got one on the Green Lady. The ghost of the Green Lady is always associated with doom. Once seen, something terrible will occur, and not without reason. The Green Lady is believed to be the spirit of a young maid. There are two different versions of this story. One version tells the tale of a young, beautiful daughter of a commander. She fell in love with a common soldier. Something her father didn't approve of. He ended the relationship by shooting the poor boy.
Oh.
His poor daughter was heartbroken, and she threw herself, of course, they always
out the window.
Don't they always do? Off the Ethelstone Tower. The second tale about the Green Lady is that she was one of Mary, Queen of the Scots' maids. The young girl was highly superstitious and was convinced that something awful was to happen to the queen. To make sure the queen would remain safe on a particular night, she forced herself to stay awake. She sat beside the queen's bed all night, and at some point she drifted off. She accidentally knocked over a candle, which started a fire in the queen's bed. Both were rescued from the room by a soldier who was guarding the queen's door. The queen was fine, but the poor girl was badly injured by the fire and died not long after.
Oh, man.
Boo. Hmm.
Okay, so again, how many times have we mentioned a story about a lady or a woman getting so upset about either her husband getting killed in battle or not coming home or, you know, whatever. And
daddy says no.
Yeah. So this time, yeah. So dad shoots the guy. Wow, he must have really not liked him. Why are they... I mean, I get it. You're in love with them, but like, isn't there other guys? I don't know. They're taking it really serious. I mean, wow, to end your own life.
That was the
like back then. They,
one true love.
I guess. I don't know. I mean, I suppose not everybody did. I guess, but
this is a
little, seems like it was pretty popular.
There's a little further with the Green Lady. It says the translucent Green Lady has been seen on several occasions. Once she was seen by a young soldier. He bumped into her at the stairs of the castle. The young soldier was mesmerized by her beauty. He was lucky the Green Lady only slid through him. On another occasion, she was spotted by a chef who was preparing food for the soldiers. He felt as if someone was watching him from behind. When he turned around, he saw the ghost of the Green Lady. The poor chef fainted. Each time she was seen, small fires break out in the castle and other unfortunate events take place. So beware when you see her.
Oh, nothing happens.
Foreboding.
That's good, but the Green Lady.
That's silly.
I got the Pink Lady.
Ooh.
And not from Greece. Weren't they the Pink Ladies?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the Pink Lady. Let's see what she's about. Stirling Castle is also haunted by a Pink Lady ghost. She is a more mysterious figure. Some even claim that she is the spirit of Mary, Queen of Scots. But there are other theories as well. The Pink Lady is always seen leaving the castle. She walks towards the neighboring church of the Holy Rood at Ladies Rock.
How rude.
This is the place where the jousting tournaments... Oh, there we go.
Yeah!
Close enough. Tournaments took place, and the women were to see their husbands in action. The Pink Lady is believed to be a survivor of the 1304 siege by Edward I. She is said to return to the castle over and over again to find her slain husband. But that doesn't really explain why she is always seen leaving the castle. Her identity is still a mystery today. The name Mary Witherspoon is mentioned several times. That poor woman was murdered by grave robbers. Yes, sometimes people were murdered by these criminals because fresh corpses simply made better sales. When she is spotted, a faint scent of rose blossom is smelled. Wow. Grave robbers, huh? I mean, I get it. I bet, man, it's pretty brutal.
It is.
So,
Did you mention that the Highland Ghost would wear a kilt and everything?
Hmm.
So this says there are a few reported spirits. The most active one, the most commonly cited, like you said, is the Highland Ghost. Staff and visitors often have seen this apparition wearing a full traditional costume, kilt and all. Mistaken for a tour guide on many occasions, visitors have been shocked when they approach him as he turns and walks away, vanishing in front of their eyes. In 1935, the Highland Ghost was captured on camera. We got to see that somewhere. By an architect carrying out some surveying for upcoming building work. This phantom image also appears on the negative, too. So that is very interesting.
Hmm. Hmm. That's a lot of stuff going on. I would love to see this castle. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've talked about some really cool castles, but I'd say this is probably one of the best ones. Very, very old, historic. Yep. Lots of going on there.
Yeah. I like this one.
I do, too. You want to stay there?
Yeah.
Oh,
we're going for sure.
I mean, we talked about how the castles back in the day, today, they would not be as, like with the weather, they'd have to use all those rugs and trying to warm it up and fireplaces in each room. And then then in the summer, sweltering.
Yeah.
I don't think they were too comfortable either way. But I'd like to visit this place. Have you ever been to any castle? Like, you guys, right? I mean, you haven't been.
Not a real one. Well, mm-hmm. Let's see. No, only forts. I'd say
only forts.
It's the closest thing, but not quite. I'd love to go, though. I've always been fascinated by them.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
This is fun. You guys will like this. Stirling Castle is one of the most common, or sorry, not common, one of the most important castles in Scottish history. A strategic fortification from at least the early 12th century, Stirling Castle has suffered at least 8 sieges, like we said, including several during the Wars of Scottish Independence, with the last attempt coming in 1746 when Bonnie Prince Charlie unsuccessfully tried to overthrow the castle. Many kings and queens were crowned at the castle, including Mary Queen of Scots in 1542. Now, here's my theory on Bonnie Prince Charlie. Maybe you need a more manly name than Bonnie. Wee Bonnie. Bonnie Prince Charlie.
Huh.
Come on, Chuck. Get a better name.
I almost said Bonnie Prince Chuck. Chaz. Bonnie Prince Chaz.
Bub. Or something.
Bub.
Come on, bud.
Let's see where this is going.
Isn't that why we named our...
Bub. Yeah.
Bub. We haven't said that in a while.
No, yeah. The voice. Yeah, I told her, I was like, you don't like Beelzebub. You're like,
I don't want Beelzebub.
No, just Bub.
Just Bub. Bub works.
They say they don't have any white lady ghosts.
I'm disappointed, though.
Sterling.
Ridiculous.
But there is said to be a black lady who haunts the back walk. We don't know much about her or why she lingers in this spot. However, it is said she creates a foreboding atmosphere for anyone wandering the path at night.
Hmm. So we've got a lady in black, lady in pink, lady in green, but no lady in white.
Yeah.
That's odd. You would think that, there would be a lady in white. I've got it sounds like this is a investigator or somebody or a tourist or somebody a little bit more on the green lady. Says when I heard this tale from a colleague, I didn't think I'd ever run into her. But one day I descended the stone steps toward the room at the base of the prince's tower where he said she resides, and the door handle mysteriously turned by itself. A few months later, I returned to find some of our... Oh, my gosh, my screen just went... Okay, there we go. A few months later, I returned to find some of our uniform rails had tipped over. Oh, so he must have worked there. When I went to investigate, the windows began to rattle, which did make me wonder, albeit briefly, if I had overstayed my welcome in the Green Lady's domain. Says, I suspect that these female phantoms are simply the result of the dark and ghostly perceptions we all hold about castles. If a place has a dark and grisly past, our imaginations are bound to run wild. Who doesn't love a romantic tale of the tormented figures who once stood between these ancient walls? For me, there is something irresistible about phantoms who don't conform to our standard conventions of femininity by meekly going off to eternal rest. Perhaps they represent women who have been oppressed throughout history, only now able to express their rage of life's restrictions. Perhaps death is their chance to finally make their stories heard. In any case, the legend of the Green Lady and her colorful counterparts will continue to terrify and enthrall us in castles, palaces, and other historic nooks and crannies all over the world for years to come. I like that.
That is cool.
Very poetic.
Very cool.
Very nice. Nicely written by whoever.
Right?
See, it doesn't say.
They said that a lot of places of the around the castle, there are sudden temperature drops. And, of course, the fleeting glimpses of a green figure disappearing through the wall. So, apparently, that green lady likes to through the walls.
Mm.
Disappear.
Oh, real quick. I think the what I just read, it's from an author, Lori Risk. Lori began working for HES as an admissions assistant at Stirling Castle. Further back than she wants to think about, is now part of the communications team at Longmore House. So, anyway, I think she was the one that had the encounter.
Oh.
That I just read. Okay. So, yeah. I think she was the one writing about the Green Lady. So, thought I'd give her credit. What else you got on this place? Man, I love this. Yeah, I'd love to go.
This article says, skeptics believe that people's experiences can be explained by factors such as the power of suggestion, environmental issues like drafts and sounds, and scientific effects. What the heck? That could be any of them, right? That's lame.
Wait a minute. Say that again.
This is skeptics. This is part of the article about Stirling Castle. It says, skeptics believe that people's experiences can be explained by factors such as the power of suggestion, environmental issues like drafts and sounds, and scientific effects.
It was this person.
I know. I was like, I almost
agreed.
Who is
this person that
like,
speaks nonsense?
Yeah, exactly.
I want a duel.
Let's see.
They've never experienced right, anything, right? I know. It's like, that's
that why would you? Literally every place we talk about.
Exactly.
This article's obviously talking about the ghosts. The first one they talked about is the Highland Warrior. The second one was the Pink Lady. So now, Stirling Castle's third spirit is unnamed, however. It is said that he is a guardsman in 1820. Mm. He was patrolling the roof when he was killed by an unknown force. When his comrades found him, he had a look of horror and fear etched onto his face. Now footsteps are heard pacing up and down the roof when it is known no one is up there.
Okay. All right. I'm sold.
Oh, absolutely.
I think with all the history and tragedies and all the people in and out of this place, I think something's going on.
I do have to say this article does say something that is interesting, which is not, and this can also be said about other places too, but it says the paranormal reputation has significantly increased tourism and revenue for preservation while providing an accessible entry point into Scottish history through books and documentaries. The ghost stories create educational opportunities for a critical consideration of historical sources and evidence while emotionally connecting people to the past. Whether supernatural or not, these stories have become integral in the castle's identity and ensure it continues captivating visitors across generations. I like the way that's put. And again, you can say that for a lot of places that are haunted, but...
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I say put this on the list. I haven't said that in a while. Yeah, I like it.
It said the castle perches 250 feet above the land on that castle hill, the volcanic rock. So that's pretty cool. It's tall. It's menacing, or not menacing, but looming.
Yeah.
It's got a looming presence.
That's a good word, looming.
Yeah.
They do ghost walks and old town tours. That would be cool. So yeah, I found that. It says the Stirling Ghost Walk and Old Town Tour is a popular top-rated attraction in Stirling, Scotland. For over two decades, it has blended comedy, drama, and local folklore to deliver entertaining nighttime tours of the historic old town. And it tells how you can, you know, get tickets and all that and check the schedules. That would be really neat. That would be cool. It says it's about a 75-minute walk through the winding historic streets, so you get to see more than just the Stirling Castle. That would be fun. Yeah, I've only done one ghost walk, and that was in Savannah. Did you see the on Facebook? Gosh, what is it? Was it Noblesville? I think it's Noblesville. They do ghost tours, ghost walks, like almost every Friday.
That's cool.
Yeah, there was one this Friday. Mm-hmm. I think it's like.
What are you talking about going? No, it's not Friday. It's Saturday on
Hannah House, the paranormal. Festival, I think it's just paranormal festival. Yeah, it's from 10 to 6. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Tina is going to be there. She's ghost tracks. Yeah. I'm going to try to go. I mean, it's $10 to park. Mm-hmm. It's not bad. I mean, you can, you know, but I don't know. I'll see. Mm-hmm. So,
I like to go to all of them.
I'll definitely
to be fair.
Find Tina. If I do go, but
think one of you
get
guys...
Get a picture, right? Get a picture.
Yeah, get a picture.
One of you guys mentioned the Bannockburn Battlefield.
I don't know. I didn't.
In one of the stories.
Was that
or with
the
maybe
Robert,
with...
I think it was the Robert the Bruce stuff, right?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Well, the Bruce.
This isn't technically in the castle, but it's around the castle.
Okay.
One of the battlefields that you can see from the castle.
Oh, okay.
The Battle of Bannockburn in 1314 mm-hmm. was a defining moment in Scottish history, but it also left behind countless restless spirits. Locals tell stories of ghostly soldiers wandering the fields, especially at dusk. Some visitors have reported the sounds of clashing swords and battle cries drifting through the quiet countryside long after the battle ended.
Mm.
Very cool.
Yeah, because before, so William Wallace took it over the Battle of Stirling Bridge, it says in 1297, and then Robert the Bruce wrestled it back, it says in 1314, and that was after the success at Bannockburn, so that must have been the battlefield for that. So,
William and then they also said the old jail, Stirling's old jail, has a grim past of executions and harsh conditions. Uh-huh. And many say the spirits of prisoners remain. Ghost tours often recount tales of mysterious footsteps, sudden drops in temperature, and shadowy figures moving through the cells. It's a chilling stop for anyone who dares to explore the darker side of Scotland's history.
Mm. Shadow figures, you say?
This is, along with that, it's similar. It says, beyond the well-known specters, countless other strange occurrences have been reported within the castle's many rooms and corridors over time. Castle staff abandoned after the gates close have recounted unsettling experiences. They've heard footsteps reverberating through the deserted hallways. The strains of music from a bygone era wafting from unoccupied chambers. And witnessed doors swinging open and shut without a soul to touch them. The Great Hall, a marvel of medieval design, has long been the setting for tales of mysterious figures. These apparitions, witnesses claim, watch from the minstrel's gallery, only to disappear when someone draws near. Whispers, disembodied footsteps echoing through deserted corridors, and the unsettling sensation of unseen eyes. Mm. These are all experiences shared by both visitor and staff. These activities highlight the emotional impact of the castle spaces, creating a kind of haunted infrastructure. The infrastructure suggests that past events continue to exist and affect the present. That's cool.
Mm-hmm. The tour gets 5 stars on TripAdvisor.
Very few things get 5 stars nowadays. You always see that little partial star. So yep. It's like 4
this
and
gets 5.
Some change. Yep.
And it's been around for 25 years.
Yeah, I found one.
At least as of that impressive article.
Yeah. Full day train trip to Stirling.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
With castle admission. 6 to 7 hours. It gets a 4.9 stars. Starting at $67.
Hmm.
Ain't bad.
No, not bad at all.
Mm-hmm.
No. Just got to get there. Yeah, that's pretty reasonable. Anything else you guys have on Stirling Castle?
We're going.
Yeah.
By plane, by boat, whatever we're going to do.
Let's see.
I'm going to swim.
You got to swim?
We haven't talked to anybody from Scotland, right? Only.
No. I know some people there from Scotland.
Jenny's from Ireland and Tommy's from England, but we haven't talked to anybody from Scotland, right? Yeah. So we need to find somebody that.
The Scots are awesome.
That's Scottish. That's a
Scot.
Yeah, I like this. So yeah, I thought it'd be a good topic. When I looked it up, I thought, okay, good history. Old. Definitely old. And
very
some good paranormal activity. A lot of goings on there. Well, if you don't have anything else, I don't. I think the creepies enjoyed that. Go check out, like Nate said earlier, go check out the pictures because they are amazing. It's what you think a castle should look like.
There's a lot of haunted castles in Scotland, too.
Oh, so yeah.
This says whiskey, haggis, bagpipes, the Loch Ness Monster. These are just a few things you can associate with Scotland. But it's also the home to some of the world's most haunted castles.
Oh, yeah.
And this is like number 2.
Yeah. They were loaded with haunted castles, mm-hmm. right? And Ireland and England. Yeah. Well, yeah, I like that. It was fun. What do you think, Nate? I'm gonna go with middle eight. Man, I've been go with terrible. The moment. You've been on a hot streak. I've been really bad. Dark side.
It's moment.
Son of a gun.
I was
doing it on purpose, just, Nate. No, uh-huh. He's changed it on me.
No, this one I've been sitting
on. How much
on
did you pay him to do that? This
it's the you know what? Sleight of hand magician over here.
We're going to just skip over the.
I'm terrible at magic.
And get right to the.
You should start marking that out. Like shout-outs. Blackout. Black marker. This one I had promised. I told William that I was going to use this at some point, and I feel like with castles.
Is that William the layman?
William the layman. Yes, exactly. Bub. I always call him Bub.
Bub.
This is his favorite song by Oasis. It's one of his. One of these days he'll be like, yeah, that's not my favorite song anymore. But for now, he loves Oasis Wonderwall. Mm-hmm. And so this castle has a lot of wonderful walls and Wonderwalls. Who knows? But I figure I'm going to use this so that I don't forget to use it. But today is going to be the day. They're going to throw it back to you. By now, you should have somehow realized what you got to do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there are blinding. There are many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know how, because maybe you're going to be the one that saves me. And after all, you're my Wonderwall. Today was going to be the day, but they'll never throw it back to you. By now, you should have somehow realized what you're not to do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads that lead you there were winding, and all the lights that light the way are blinding. There are many things I'd like to say to you, but I don't know how. So, I said maybe you're going to be the one that saves me, and after all, you're my Wonderwall. I said maybe you're going to be my Wonderwall. So anyway, but yeah, so it's castle walls. They're wonderful.
Oh yeah, good job.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Even though I still think you changed it on me.
So my dark side was going to be.
You didn't want to do wallflowers.
I could have been. I could. That's my next one, right?
Very good.
I was going for Scottish. I was thinking Scottish, and I was like, nah, I don't have
a Pink Floyd.
Could have done that.
The Wall.
Oh, yeah.
Could have done The Wall. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, these are all, yeah.
I heard that in a while.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I guess.
The Millie's brick in moment. The wall.
Yeah. I'm going to throw a brick at him next
time. There was, I saw something now I should
have. Block.
There was.
Oh, man. No.
There was a. There was a house that came up, and it was somewhere in the United States, I think East Coast, and it was built exclusively out of old tombstones. I got to figure out where that's at, but it was. I think it's legit.
What was it built?
It's a house that's a built house out of old tombstones.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to look that up. Maybe that'll be a good mini or something. But
That's different.
I'll have to Google that and double check that. But
Out of old tombstones. Okay.
It's going to be a lot of anger spirits.
Allegedly.
I don't think I'm messing with that. I don't think I want my house built on a tombstone. No. I mean, it's bad enough you build a house on an ancient burial ground or whatever, but or cemetery. Yeah. I don't know. All right. Good job out of you. Shout outs.
There you go.
Nate, you have any shout outs this week?
Shout out to my wife, even though she'll never listen.
Well, you've come to grips, you know. So.
She went down to Florida with her her mother. Hopefully, they both come back.
Now, why did they go to Florida? Just to visit her aunt.
She lives down there. She has a condo in Daytona.
Daytona.
So she invited
Girls Week.
All of them down there. Yeah.
Nice.
So she's down there having.
Getting her tan on.
She said they've been trying to do it for years, right?
Yeah, they've been wanting her to go for years. So she finally was like, okay, I'll go.
Nice.
So I was like, so what are you doing? Anything exciting? She's like, I sit at the pool and then I walk the beach.
Yeah.
My feet are sore from walking in the sand and exfoliating the soles of my feet.
I'm jealous. I wish I was by a pool.
Yeah.
I don't like swimming in the beach, but I like walking on the beach.
But they went and played bingo.
Ooh, I love bingo too. Man. Maybe I should have gone.
Trade places. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, gone, and I love bingo. My mom plays bingo.
No, she's having a good time.
Good.
Definitely They're not doing anything too exciting.
Doesn't sound
bad.
She
said they like to play poker, and she's not a poker player.
No. Oh, I'm out on that. Yeah. Mean game of Uno. I'm good on that.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to play.
You didn't say Uno. You didn't say Uno. I know.
Draw. Try it. If you don't say Uno, man.
Oh, I bet.
We used to get fierce when we played at home. Oh my gosh, my kids. Uno.
Can I set the card down first?
I know. Like. Yeah. It can get nasty.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Any other shout outs? Is that
no?
Rachel? Okay. Yeah. Sean, what about you?
I don't have one, but I'm going to use my time to tell you that I did look it up. The most famous example of a tombstone house is called the Tombstone House in Petersburg, Virginia, built in 1934 by Oswald Young using the bottom halves of 2,200 marble tombstones
Yikes.
From Union soldiers buried at the nearby Poplar Grove National Cemetery.
Hmm.
Says during the Great Depression, the cemetery cut the headstones in half to reduce maintenance costs. Young purchased the discarded lower halves for $45.
Wow,
reduce maintenance costs.
You got to look at that. I mean, it's
It's
wouldn't
going to take the same footprint, so you're still going to mow the same grass.
It says Young used the marble slabs to construct the home's walls, chimney, and walkway, embedding Civil War history directly into the structure. And they says there's other structures like it. The Llanwynarth home in Wales, and
it's very odd.
Various Native American grave houses in Oklahoma.
Hmm.
I just never heard anything about it, but that's what it looks like.
Hmm.
But it's like the lower halves of the tombstones. It's weird. It's weird.
Yeah, it's definitely weird.
I'm going to build my next house with the femurs of
that's a
skeleton. Wow.
Now that makes me think.
Can you see that?
That's like the Burbs where he's straight playing fetch with the femur, you know, then he stops. He's like,
oh, yeah.
What is that? Like, it's a femur. Like, you don't just get this anywhere.
You have like an open house, you know, and people, you know, friends and family come over and they were asking about the house. Like, oh, yeah. And, you know, you're talking about it. And yeah, this was built with femurs.
Femurs of the deceased.
Yeah. They'd be like, oh, okay. Mm. Well, that works.
It's okay. They don't have a leg to stand on anymore.
Right.
With the jokes.
Oh, shoot. Mm. All right. So you didn't have any shout outs?
Nope.
I don't either. I don't have any shout-outs.
No. You're shout-outless.
Shout-outless.
Shoutless.
Yeah. Atlas.
Something.
Yeah. No shout-outs.
He's got the world on his shoulders.
Nope. No shout-outs for me. So, anyway, that was good. All right.
Any shout-outs?
Mm. Oh, I got a lot of shout-outs. I always have some shout-outs. But
Kick him under the table.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a few, but no. I won't say it on the podcast. Yeah, I want to shout out the...
At least it's not us, right?
The big timer.
I will not mention.
I'm not going to mention her name. No, I posted it on Facebook already. But anyway, that just irritates me. Like, you're nobody. You're like you're no... What do you... I don't know.
Everybody's somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
I guess.
So they say, like the three of us put together. Lots of zeros.
I guess. All right. Nate, can you play the sponsorship, please? Hey Creepies, do you like all things spooky? Do you love the fall season? Do you wish it could be Halloween all year long? Well, at Greenwood Happy Haunts, it is. Greenwood Happy Haunts is a year-round Halloween and fall store located at 248 Market Plaza in Greenwood, Indiana. Custom vintage and unique items adorn the whole store. If you're looking for a unique gift for you or someone else, or just want to visit a place that puts a smile on your face, Greenwood Happy Haunts is for you. Mako listeners can get 10% off a single item when you mention this ad. Come to Greenwood Happy Haunts and get your spook on. Happy hauntings. Thank you, Scott and Corey, and Greenwood Happy Haunts for your sponsorship. Mm-hmm. Love you guys and love the store.
Yes, absolutely. It's the store. I tell everybody, when I tell people about it, I tell especially people that are around that area or close to it, you know, and they'll talk about like Halloween's coming. And I'm like, oh, you know, you could check out Greenwood Happy Haunts. What's that? I've never heard of that before. Like,
Halloween.
Oh,
all
tell you all about it. I told Scott, I'm like, I've told a couple families and they're excited and they're going to go. And so I said, mention us. And so, yeah, they were, to me, it's one of those things. And I always tell people, I'm like, they are the nicest people. I said, the hardest part is not wanting to buy something or everything from there.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Did you see that they have a, I forget how tall it was. Is it 7 foot or something? They said there's going to be a Michael Myers and it was like a, it was They didn't specify what it was, but they said coming soon, Michael Myers. And I don't know if it was like, you know, a cutout or like an animatronic.
Green Man Happy Hans?
I think so. I'm going to have to look back on there. But I swear they had something that was like to be revealed soon or unveiled. I don't know if it's something Scott's working on, but.
Okay. No, I did not see that. So.
Spreading lies again.
I don't think I dreamt that.
You never know with him. Like, seriously, he says these things, and it's like not even close to happening.
Like
or
a
real
tombstone
or...
house. I verified that. I'll look it up. I promise.
Because I mean, I'm not trying to. I'm not trying to say, but
you're
you
right. You do have to watch. You have to fact check me all the time.
You do say some stuff, and it's like, what? I do. Where'd you get that from?
I swear it was on their thing.
Okay. All right. Well. You look it up. Well, no, you can't look it up because you've got second announcements.
I do. So. Oh, here it is. I actually found it already. Okay. Over 7 foot, Michael coming soon. So they didn't show exactly what it was.
Oh, okay.
So it is something. They all posted that a couple days ago. Oh, one day ago. Well, so it was yesterday. Oh, there it is.
Oh, nice.
So yeah. It looks like I think it's metal. So yeah, it looks cool. Anyway.
I need to get the money and buy it and put it in here.
Exactly. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Right next to me.
That'd be cool.
All right, I'll give that to you, Sean.
So that's two.
I thought you were making it up.
I when I say these things, I'm like, I better fact check that sooner. But, you know.
No, I had not seen that. Hmm. So, All right. But, yeah, we do love Scott and Corey and Greenwood Happy Haunts. So go get you some merch from them. So go check out their store in Greenwood. Second announcement, Sean.
I got them. Follow us on our social media accounts, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and X. Email us at makopodcast@gmail.com. That's two A's. Make sure you hit that subscribe button and give us a 5-star rating and leave a review if the app allows. Whether you are a business or individual and you want to be a show sponsor, email or message us on Facebook or Instagram. And we sell all kinds of awesome merch, so go get you some.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that was quick.
Keep it creepy. You like that? Was it quick? Too quick?
Nah,
I speed through it.
Just, I don't know, it sounded normal.
Sounded like the micro mini machine guy.
Bullet training.
I think he died. Did he die?
Oh,
I think he did.
We say this all the time. We kill a lot of people.
I thought we killed him.
We're like, nope, didn't we? He's still alive.
We killed him off one time, right?
Somebody looked that up after the micro. Yeah. He was great. He was real popular in the 80s and early 90s.
I think we tried to kill him off one other time and it didn't happen. John Machida Jr. And he's still alive.
Okay. Right. I take that back. Sorry.
He was born in 54.
Oh, he's not even really that old.
We could find his net worth. Do I really need to
do we need to be friends with him?
I don't know.
Can he be a sponsor?
Oh, $2 to $3 million. Why do I need to know that? But that's true. That's what it says on here. How do they know such a thing?
So he was
fast talking guy.
So he's 72.
That's 72 is correct.
Not very old.
He's still alive.
Not very old.
Motor mouth, a fast talking guy. That's what it says here. But
motor mouth. Oh.
Man,
he's still alive. I swear that's the second time we tried to kill him.
I'm sorry, I tried to kill
him. poor John Machida Jr.
No. So the day he does die, we're not going to believe him. No, he really is dead. No,
he's not that's dead. False news.
He's not even that old. Did you see the actress, Hayden Panettiere?
Yeah.
Panettiere. She died. Oh, she's only
38,
37.
36. Man. She is about to turn 37, I think, this Friday.
Was it drugs?
Well, they haven't released yet.
They think that she had it was cardiac arrest from, they think it was a mixture of
something.
Yeah.
Is it something that she did or something?
They don't know. Yeah.
It seemed, I don't know.
They have not confirmed that. So, but it was cardiac arrest. Mm-hmm. Very sad.
Poor thing.
She was in a lot of movies and shows. She had a good career.
Yeah. She's in Nashville, the show Heroes.
Yeah. Heroes is what I know.
She's in a couple Screams. I never saw them, but yeah. I know she's in a couple Screams and a couple other horror movies.
She's in another television show when she was younger. Can't remember that one, but
yeah, she was in a show with who's Goldie Hawn's daughter, Kate Hudson.
Kate Hudson, yeah.
I think she was her aunt. Like Kate was Hayden's characters. Yeah, anyway, she was in that, but she was like really young. I mean, she was in a lot of movies.
Yeah.
That's sad. Not even,
it really is. Way too young.
I mean, whatever the reason and however it happened, it's just a young life gone. So, All right. Not to bring down the show. Nate, you're going to have to
follow that, Nate.
Yeah. Help us get out of here before we.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
7 foot Michael. What?
Yeah.
Well, I'd love to give it gold, but it's only sterling.
Hmm.
Silver.
Nice.
So that's a wrap.
Let's see where you're going with that. I like that.
Yeah, I like it. Mm-hmm. You did good. Well, good job, Nate. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our episode 283 and our discussion on Stirling Castle. So until next time, Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged.
And creeped out.
Keep it creepy.